Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 1488. The topic is training, and the title is, Do I Need Cardio for Heart Health? This topic came up. I have a new client. They signed up for like a monthly service where I do their nutrition and their training. And they said that they wanted to work together to create a program to help them mix cardio and weightlifting. Now, the background is they've always loved weightlifting. It's been their kind of go-to. And they've been on and off for years, but they're looking to get back into it seriously. Recently, they went to the doctor, got some blood work done, and they were told they need to bring down blood sugars, cholesterol, and blood pressure, and the doctor suggested that he do cardio. Now, my client hates cardio, and he said he hates the hamster wheel, just the monotonous, boring effect of getting on like a treadmill, a bike, a step mill, elliptical, whatever, and just kind of just repeat forever. So he said he hates that, and he's been told this before. He wasn't consistent with it because he hates it so much. And he's trying to re-motivate or find a motivation for himself to get back into doing it. And one of the ways he thought was maybe he could mix weightlifting, which he does like, with cardio. And he wondered if I would be able to help him do that. Now, what was fun is we started talking about, well, if he's doing weight training and he hasn't been consistent, meaning he hasn't been in the gym, say, at least 3 times a week for multiple months. He said he'll hit like a good week, hit a couple times, then he only goes once a week, then he misses it for 2 weeks. So he hasn't been consistent at all with weight training. And I said, well, if you recommit yourself to being consistent with weight training, since you like weight training, and the main reasons why he fell out of it before was life events and things that are now kind of in a better place, so he can be more consistent with the weight training now. I said, since you like that, we might actually be able to just replace cardio with weight training. You might not need cardio at all. Now, this kind of leads into that question of, do I need cardio for heart health? Let's talk a little bit about that. But first, what I told him was, our training program is going to be useless if you don't eat well. So we went through podcast 1232. It's a nutrition podcast titled Start Here. I talk about it all the time. You can find all the podcasts I mentioned in today's podcast on our website, www.brutalirongym.com. Now, we went through the steps of that. So he recently got blood work done, so we know his thyroid's okay. We know like his hormonal health is as good as it's going to be. He doesn't have great testosterone levels, but he doesn't have awful testosterone levels. So we got blood work done. I asked him, well, what have you been doing for food? And it's been everything under the sun. You know, some days he eats nothing, some days he eats everything, and it's anywhere in between. So we talked about the need for caloric consistency. That's the first thing you should approach when you're wanting to get your diet under control, regardless of what reason. Whether it's for blood sugar, cholesterol, blood pressure, maybe you want to build muscle, maybe you want to lose fat, maybe you want to get stronger. No matter what the thing that you want to get better at, nutrition plays a role in it if it's physical development. And calories are going to be by far the most important component. Nothing else matters if your calories aren't in place. And I explained that in podcast 1232. We talked about protein, and we said, hey, here's our calorie goals for the next week. Let's see how it goes. Here's our protein minimums. Try to get at least this in. And then let's just try to eat at least 3 times a day. I said, I don't care, how balanced it is. You know, maybe you end up still eating most of your calories at night, but let's at least be consistent with something in the morning. The first 5 to 6 hours of being awake, eat a meal. The second 5 to 6 hours awake, being awake, eat again. And then the third, 5 to 6 hours, eat again. I said, at least get 3 meals, because he's been super busy, and he's like, yeah, maybe sometimes if I get breakfast, I'll skip lunch, or, if I skip lunch, I'll make sure I get a good lunch. So we talked about the benefit of just kind of making sure that his calories were better spread out throughout the day. So we talked about that. And then I had him listen to podcast 1425, which is a nutrition podcast titled, Can You Out-Train a Bad Diet? And the general answer is no, especially not for his conditions of blood values that he wants to improve. The nutrition is overwhelmingly more significant towards changing those blood markers than the training would be. So we have to have the nutrition in place. Now, the idea of that is that nutrition fuels the change that that training creates. I messed that up. Give me 1 second to gather my words here. So, nutrition fuels the changes that training stimulates. That would have sounded a lot better if I didn't have to, like, set that up again. But nutrition fuels the changes that training stimulates. So when you train, you stimulate changes that you want. If your training is specific to getting stronger, you stimulate the strength progression of the body. If your training stimulates, you know, for muscle growth, you stimulate that, like cardiovascular health, you know, weight loss, whatever it might be. Your training creates an environment for change. How your nutrition is what fuels the change. A general analogy I have for this is, if you think about, we want to build muscle. Maybe you just want to shape muscle. Maybe you don't give a crap about muscle, but understand the process, is that if I want to build a brick house, I have to have bricks and I have to have people to build the house. I have to have workers, right? So if I have a ton of bricks but I have no workers, I have no house. If I have a million workers but no bricks, I have no house. You have to have both. You have to have workers and bricks. So that's how nutrition and training go together, is the workers is kind of like the training. That's the work that you do. But you have to have the bricks, the building blocks, and that's where nutrition comes into play. So just a quick little analogy for that. But better nutrition will bring down his sugar intake, make it much more consistent and lower levels. It'll reduce cholesterol intake, which is absolutely going to help and necessary to reduce cholesterol. It's going to help regulate sodium changes from day to day if that is a factor into his blood pressure. It's not always the case. It's kind of like 50-50. But if that is a factor, we want to regulate that. And it'll reduce excessive elements in the bloodstream. So he's not going to have a bunch of extra glucose, a bunch of extra fatty acids. He's going to have a more streamlined intake of nutrients to what he needs. Therefore, his body's going to use it up rather than it sitting around and being extra in our body. So that's essentially the big thing we did, was we went through and we set up his nutrition. Now, secondly, we talked about, what are the benefits of cardio? Like, why would your doctor have recommended cardio? By the way, I'm not a big fan of doctors recommending exercise unless they give it in the context that you might want to go see a professional who does this. But I know that for past, like, patients, XYZ has worked. But the reason why I say that is doctors don't have degrees in exercise. They don't know that. Same thing with nutrition. They'll give a lot of nutrition advice. Actually, I just recently had another different client. They were given nutrition advice by somebody who was helping them regulate hormones, and they said to just cut out carbohydrates. And I'm like, oh, that's a stupid advice. They were told to cut out carbohydrates and focus on protein. That's unbelievably unnecessary if the person likes carbohydrates. Plus, they're not going to be able to replace all the calories they lost from carbohydrates with protein calories. That wouldn't even be useful, because protein isn't used for energy in less extreme cases. So you're basically going to tell that person they're going to accidentally eat less, they're going to weigh less, but they're going to feel like absolute shit. And they're going to hate what they have to figure out how to eat. And you're changing their entire life, and you're going to make them feel like crap because your advice is crap. So I can't stand when people give advice when it's outside of their element. I don't give people plumbing advice. I don't tell people how to fix cars, because that's not my job. I don't know that. So I wish more doctors would recognize that that's not their wheelhouse and they need to stay out of it. But I do understand the desire to want to offer advice to people. I just wish they would look further into it or keep up to date with better quality of advice. Now, the benefit of cardio is excessive caloric usage. So if you're eating excessive calories and that's leading towards body fat increase, like you're gaining weight, doing cardio will help burn up some of those extra calories. Now, this is why nutrition is more important, because you could just not eat the extra calories and all of a sudden you don't need the cardio for that purpose. So controlled nutrition minimizes excessive calories, enough so that if there is any, that weight training alone would be able to cover up, like, in the sense of, like, burning up those excesses. If you eat properly, there's very minimal excesses. You have no need to actually exercise if you don't want to. I have clients I do nutrition with, and they never step foot in a gym. So I own a gym, and I have clients that have never been in a gym. And that's fine. That fits their life. It fits their goals. I have no desire to make them do something that they don't need to do or don't want to do. So we do nutrition alone can help you control excessive calories. Then another benefit of cardio is that there's a beneficial strain to the cardiovascular system. It's like when you train muscles. You go in the gym, you beat up your muscles, they get kind of angry and mad, they burn a little bit, maybe you're a little bit sore the next day, but your body adapts by making them stronger and bigger if you eat enough. But your body adapts to make the muscles be able to better withstand that challenge. cardiovascular, like cardio training would be the same idea, but it's for your cardiovascular system. So you strain your cardiovascular system, your body then adapts by making it more robust and it can handle more stress. Therefore, it lowers your blood pressure and if you have a good positive effect health-wise, heart health. That's why they would say like cardio is good for heart health. Now, the thing is weight training can do both of those. So it also increases muscular strength, increases muscular mass or shape if you want to for aesthetics, and just for longevity to help with joint support, improving balance. It helps so many other things, including more muscle mass. As you build more muscle, the muscles require nutrients to stay alive, so they help use up excessive nutrients as well. So it actually works as a form of caloric control by having more muscle tissue. So I started lifting when I was 165 pounds, and I'm now 283 pounds, and I'm leaner now than I was at 165, so I've gained 100 and roughly 20 pounds, and I'm leaner. I can eat way more now. Like, I eat around 3,500 to 4,000 calories every day just to maintain my weight. Back when I was 165, you know, if I would have ate, you know, 3,500 calories, I would have got fat. So by gaining a ton of muscle tissue over the years, I'm able to eat a lot more. Now, that's kind of annoying because I actually don't like to eat, but it's a big difference that I've been able to see firsthand, as well as through my educational certifications and whatnot, is that muscle tissue does help just burn up more calories. So the more muscle you have, the less excesses you have. Therefore, it helps your blood markers and it helps control body fat. So when working with clients like this, we basically figure out, okay, if you like to weight train, you wouldn't mind doing some cardio here and there, but that's not actually what you want to do. You're not big into cardio. You would only do it if you had to. We look at their schedule and we say, okay, well, how often can you weight train? You know, can you weight train, say, 2 to 5 times per week? If you only have the ability to weight train 2 times per week because your schedule's pretty busy, you're probably going to need some extra activity on other days of the week. So maybe on 1 to 2 other days of the week, you'd go for a walk. It could be a 10-minute walk, 20-minute walk. Anywhere in there is probably fine. And you want it to be a brisk pace, like you're a little out of breath. If you were trying to talk to somebody, you might have to take a deep breath here and there to kind of catch your wind to continue to talk. But you should still be able to talk. You'd not, like, I'm not telling you to go run for 20 minutes if you're brand new to walking. We just want to be brisk, slightly out of breath, but still able to talk to somebody. And so we would do 2 weight training sessions a week, and then maybe 2 other times of the week you would go for a 10 to 20-minute walk. If you can train 3 times a week, that's probably enough on its own, actually, unless you have excessive weight to lose. Then adding a walking day might be good there, so that we have 4 total days of being active. If you can weight train 4 days a week, then that's probably all you need. You probably don't even need cardio. If at all, you might just add a little bit of a blast, like a 5 to 10 minute kind of interval thing to warm you up into your workouts. You know, you don't really need it. It would just be in there if that's something that helps you feel better prepared for your weight training. Or, like, I've had clients where they're like, hey, I just want to walk for 10 minutes. You know, when I get to the gym, just walk on a treadmill for 10 minutes. Let me just kind of unwind my brain. Let me turn off work so I can focus in on the weight training. And I'm like, great, awesome, let's do that. Totally fine. So it might be a case like that where we don't really need the cardio, but we might add it if it feels emotionally or mentally beneficial. If you train more than 4 times a week, you sure as hell don't need it. So, and by training, it doesn't take excessive amounts of training. You can be in the gym 30 to 60 minutes. Somewhere in there is plenty. You do not need to be in the gym for longer than an hour. No way whatsoever. Definitely don't need to. 30 minutes is beneficial. It kind of makes even the drive worth it. So we have a workout template for sale on our site, www.brutallirongym.com. It's under training templates. It's a 30-minute template, and it explains like how to train in 30 minutes to have a great, complete, full-body workout in 30 minutes. If you listen to podcasts 1486, so just 2 podcasts ago, it explains the entire template. So that way you can learn all about it and better understand. You can actually just listen to the template and that'll tell you how to work out as well. So you could just listen to the podcast and it'll tell you how to work out. But also, if you buy the template, it gives you the structures and things. Now, generally, the workouts would be is some kind of easy movement at the first beginning to get some light blood flow into the muscles and the joints and to reduce muscular tightness. That can be, you know, walking on a treadmill if you want. It can be more specific body weight style movements to open up, mobility in the hips, to learn how to brace your core, to improve your posture. That's actually the way I prefer to do it. And then there's, you would go into your more challenging movements. Maybe like your strength-based stuff a little bit first, your heaviest things, and then maybe end with like a light muscle pump and some burning. That's generally the way the workout would be. And then you would also use circuits as a way to increase cardiovascular challenge. So rather than doing one exercise where you do, like, say, a set of 10 repetitions, then you sit for 2 minutes, do 10 repetitions, sit for 2 minutes, that's a really ineffective use of your time, and it's definitely not going to maximize the available cardiovascular challenge that weight training can offer. So you would do circuits where you would do at least two exercises kind of back to back. So I might do a chest press and then a back row, and then I sit for a minute or two. A chest press, then a back row, then I sit for a minute or two. In the template, we talk about how to blend lower body and upper body together and create different styles and workouts and structures. But that's essentially what you would want to do, is to pair exercises together, use very minimal amount of time where you're just sitting and doing nothing. Even if you're just stretching your calves, your calf muscles between sets, that could be a good way to use the time. Doing thoracic postural drills between exercises is a great way to use the time. It's just, you want to use your time by doing something, being active the whole time. Doesn't mean you have to be crazy out of breath. You're just moving around. You're doing something. That helps you use up more calories, helps you challenge that cardiovascular system just as you're challenging your muscles as well. Then as you become more physically fit, you can add more specific intensity techniques and or select more challenging kind of full body exercises. Podcast 1281 is a training podcast titled Programming Techniques for Increased Intensity. So you can listen to that, find out all the secrets, and add them all into your workouts. So do you need cardio for heart health? No, you don't. It's helpful. It works. If you like it, do it. It has benefits. But if you don't like it, if you're demotivated by it, and you're not consistent with it because you hate it, then you absolutely don't need it. Not at all. If you'd be more consistent with weight training, then you would build that into your routine. And that alone can probably be enough, along with healthy nutrition. Okay? So, do you need cardio for heart health? No. Is it helpful? Yeah. Can you find other ways of doing it? Sure. That's kind of the way it works. If you have any questions, I gave you a lot of podcasts in this one to listen to. So, again, you can find those at our website, www.brutalirongym.com. If you have any questions or you want any help putting stuff together, just reach out. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. I'd be happy to hear your story and then give you some advice on what approach I think might be best for you. Awesome. Well, if you like today's podcast, the podcast in general, please share the podcast. You can do so on social media to reach the most amount of people. I'd appreciate that. Even if you just share in a conversation with somebody, if you hear them asking questions about training or nutrition or just physical health in general, send them our way. Tell them that I will make them a free podcast if they send me the question, or you can send me their question. I'll make the podcast and you can send them the podcast. That works well as well. But the more people we share it with, the more people we can help, and that's kind of the whole idea. Thank you to those who donate to support the podcast. The podcast is well over $1,000 a year for hosting costs. I give an hour to it every day, and we want to keep it for free. I really appreciate the donations. It helps cover some of that cost, and it just makes it a little bit less of a burden, so I really appreciate that. You can donate on our website at www.brutalirongym.com. There's options there for a one-time donation, monthly donation, yearly donation. Even $5 a month goes a long way. Thank you. Also, if you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, or anything that you want to know, I'm trying to talk too fast, let us know at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.